The next patient is William Van Scooter. V like in Victor, A-N-S-C-O-O-T-E-R. William. This is a clinical case of a 38-year-old white male who is referred to this office by Dr. Stella, S-T-E-L-L-A, Heredia, H-E-R-E-D-I-A, for CKD-3B. Period. The patient was diagnosed with polycystic kidney disease. His brother has polycystic kidney disease. His father and one uncle has polycystic kidney disease. However, he doesn't know the progression of the disease because he hasn't heard from his father or uncle in a long time, period. And this patient has a history of arterial hypertension. That was found in January of 2023. At the present time, he is taking lisinopril 40 milligrams on a daily basis and is functioning very well. He had an ultrasound of the abdomen that was done on January of 2023, and at that time the right kidney measured 19.8 centimeters and the left kidney 18.5, period. In talking to the patient, we know that the initial ultrasound was done 14 years ago at Advent Health, and we are going to retrieve the report in order to compare the two ultrasounds, period. The laboratory workup. The patient has albumin creatinine ratio that is 320, which is moderately increased. We don't have protein creatinine ratio in order to quantify the proteinuria, and unfortunately we don't have a urinalysis to see the activity of the sediment, period. In December of 2022, the patient had a creatinine of 2.15, with a BUN of 26, with an estimated EFR of 39. Period. This patient has a CKD-3B related to polycystic kidney disease and hypertension. And the hypertension has been under control. Before the hypertension was under control, the patient was complaining of persistent headaches. Those headaches have disappeared, period. Since we know the association between a brain aneurysm and CKD, and polycystic kidney disease, We have to be very attentive to any symptoms that could suggest alterations from neurological origin, period. The standard of care doesn't require MRA in order to establish the presence of aneurysm, period. Number two, the patient has a BMI that is 35. He used to be a bodybuilder, and he has lost more than 30 pounds of body weight. Unfortunately, the patient has a fatty liver. He doesn't drink, and he is not a diabetic. The hemoglobin A1C was normal. The treatment has been started by Dr. Heredia. We are going to continue and emphasize the need for him to be with a low sodium diet, decrease the fluid intake, and a plant-based diet rather than increasing the proteins, because it's going to be detrimental to the kidney. Following over hypertension that is under control. Following number, the lipid panel has a cholesterol of 160, HDL 32, LDL is 107. Triglycerides 116, period. In summary, the patient has CKD stage 3B associated to PKD. We have to compare the ultrasounds, or most likely we have to refer him to establish the volume of the kidneys. Before we consider the administration of Jynarque, J-Y-N-A-R-Q-U-E, in order to slow down the progression of the disease. The patient is given an appointment to see us in 4 months with the laboratory workup. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. We invested 20 minutes reviewing the referral, 25 minutes with the patient, and 10 minutes in the documentation.